Now adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me a
dream. It's on the internet. Cutest that
I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips like roses. It's a great program. And tell him
that his lonesome nights. Here's the Sandman.
Russia continues to wage war on Ukraine and the market tumbles. Are we about to enter a bear market and a recession? Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning on a Bay Area. Sun is out there, clouds are rolling in, but it's a beautiful day. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's the jingle you can hear. And that's because I help people sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here. Have you seen some of these recent headlines? This came out from the Economic Times this past week. Stock markets crash. From NBC News, U.S. stock market has the worst week since 2020. And, of course, the S&P 500 is down over 10% right now. What does that mean? Well, these headlines and the market reaction to what's going on should raise a red flag if you are at or near retirement or thinking about it. But even if you didn't watch TV, even if you didn't listen to the radio, why would you want to do that? Or read the newspaper, then what do you think's going to happen with the stock market if Russia continues to wage war on the Ukraine? Do you think the market can get back to normal? Or is the longest bull market in history more likely to come crashing down? You know what they say, all good things have to come to an end. And unfortunately, the next major market correction will likely come without warning. So the only way you can potentially protect yourself is by taking some action right now. But what can you do? What would happen to your investments, your retirement, if we have another 2008? You notice how I say 2008 as opposed to 2020. Would you be able to maintain your current lifestyle if it dragged on for a while? These are all really good questions, and the good news for you today is that a correction or even a recession can't catch you off guard if you're prepared ahead of time. So on today's show, we're going to teach you about four things you need to know about market corrections, about bear markets right now, before it's too late. You really can't afford to miss this show, so stick around. Now let's get started. So the Dow was off 2% this week, S&P off 2.9%. Year-to-date, the S&P's almost down 12%. NASDAQ off 3.5% down year-to-date, almost 18%. Oil, $109 a barrel. We saw this week hit $140. And look at those prices of gas as you're driving around town. Gee whiz, right? It's up 45% for the year. So clearly a good asset class to be involved in if you knew about that, say, late last year. Did you listen to this market segment? Anyway, the 10-year Treasury closed in at 2% yesterday. It started out around the high 190s and settled in right at that 2% number, which we've been talking about for a really long time. And for those of you who listen to the show, you know the 10-2 is what I'm paying attention to, the inversion. And right now, the 2 years at 1.74. So the spread compressed a little bit more to 0.26%. More about that in a minute. So this was a question I got this week from listeners who have been paying attention to what I'm saying about the 10-2 and the inversion. Here's the question. Is a 10-2's inversion different this time because of Russia and Ukraine? Really good question. Now, let me explain what this person's asking. First off, the 10-year Treasury is at 2%. The 2-year is at 1.74. If you do the math, the difference between those two is 0.26%, right? Or 26 basis points, as we say in my business. Now, when that gets inverted, where the 2-year is paying more yield than the 10-year, then you have an inversion. And that typically shows the bond market believes that the economy is going to slow down faster than it thought before the inversion. And people are responding to the Fed raising rates quicker, which could, again, slow down the market more, which could then trigger a recession, which typically has markets fall. So that's what that's all about. And that's what that question was asking me. Is it different right now because of Russia, Ukraine? The answer to the question is no. Effectively, Russia, Ukraine is only pulling forward the natural slowing in the economy that would have occurred as the Fed starts to tighten. And I'm going to say it this week. Without Russia, Ukraine, the Fed hikes and the rates that they're raising will slow the economy to the point where the 10-2s would have inverted in the future coming months. But what Russia, Ukraine now has placed an additional headwind on the market, on growth specifically because of the rise in oil prices, commodities. So these looming rates, which are still coming, and it's going to start next week, I think at 0.25 basis points, what we're going to see. Combine this with the slowing growth that's happening right now and inflation, which, by the way, we just saw this week again. And so this brings about this inversion sooner than later. And so Russia, Ukraine, they didn't change the ultimate outcome as these 10-2s are moving towards inversion, but it just lowered the bar for when the Fed rate hikes would essentially choke off the growth. Does that make sense? So when we see the 10-2 invert, are we going to view that the same as if Russia, Ukraine wasn't happening and that the inversion will start the clock on when the Fed hikes say it's enough, we've done enough to choke off the economy? And will it prompt me to get more defensive in the portfolios as that happens? Well, bottom line, the inversion isn't an immediate sell signal. It's a signal, just like the other signals I'm going to talk about this morning. We look at, we pay attention to it. Could mean we need to get more defensive. But again, you just have to pay attention. So that's what's going on right now. All right, let's talk about some economics. First and foremost, we had the February CPI come out. It looked at the year-over-year number. Was 7.9% for the year. Now, a lot of people said, oh, gosh, that's so high. It's terrible. It's the highest number we've seen in decades. You got to be careful about the press and what happens, what they say to get reaction. You know, it actually wasn't that bad compared to last month. So in other words, it means that either inflation is still hot, which it is, and it's now starting to peak and then decline, or it's only going to get worse, which is a bad situation. I think that what's happening is it's peaking. And I think that when the Fed raises rates this week, which I expect them to do, again, this is my opinion, all right? It's my opinion. I think they're going to raise it 0.25%. And when they do that, that's going to start what the market's already showing us, which is rising rates. And that's going to put some pressure on the markets because that is a headwind when you go to borrow money. But when you look at the inflation numbers, energy, unsurprisingly, was the headline leader. And we're seeing that at the pump right now. That's inflation. When you see higher price gas, that's a sign of inflation. That's what's going on. And we know a lot of that's being driven right now by Russia, Ukraine. So if that starts to back off, then that's a good thing. Now, the other thing we saw globally now, and you got to pay attention to what the other banks in the world are doing before our bank, is the European Community Bank, right? That's Europe. The ECB this week made no changes to their rates, which was interesting. But what they did, which was a surprise, is they said that we're going to raise most likely the third quarter, looking like July now. And that was sooner than the world had expected. So you see other governments reacting to what's going on with this inflation because of oil around the world. So this is something that's global, and this is affecting the global markets. Look at the Bank of England. The Fed's going to be next. So all these things we have to pay attention to, because what they're signaling is, yes, inflation's hot right now. We're aware of it. We're going to try to slow it down by raising rates, doing what we can do to make sure it doesn't get out of control. But I want you to be aware, if Russia, Ukraine continues for more time than we're expecting, the market's expecting. Again, now this is all market related. I'm not talking about the human casualties here. I'm not talking about the genocide, you will, it's going on. All these terrible things. I'm not going to get into that. I'm talking about the stock market. When it comes to the stock market, things will get worse for the U.S. market if this drags on. How much worse? I know you're going to ask that. Yes, you're right. How much worse? Well, the S&P is off almost 12% right now. If things drag on, I think you could see another 10% drop. Yeah, I know. And then that's what today's show is going to be about. Is that going to start a recession if we enter a bear market? Great question. And we're going to get to that today. Bottom line, what's the current situation on the S&P? 4,200 to 4,400. That's the range currently. If things get better, Putin decides he is crazy and he starts to pull out and realize he's really blown it. But anyway, all those things, things get better, 4,400 to 4,520. Things get worse. You're going to hear it. Sorry. 3,655, yeah, to 3,870. So we'll just see what happens. But be aware of that. Those things are out there, as you know, and that could be a problem. Gold like that this week. The safe haven money continued in gold past 2,000 an ounce. Will that last? I honestly don't think so, because as rates rise, everyone knows gold is not the place you want to be. When I come back, what's the difference between a correction and a bear market, and why should you care? You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. She had rings on her
fingers and belts on her shoes. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. The stock market, well, it's been pretty hot the last couple of years, and many investors are wondering right now what's going to happen next. We've got rising inflation. We've got super high prices at the gas pump right now. And of course, you got this madman running around with troops and tanks and planes and bombs. And so on today's show, we're going to teach you four things you need to know about market corrections, because we're in one right now. As you heard me talk about at the top, we were talking about S&P 500. It's off almost 12% year to date. NASDAQ off almost 18% year to date. And what's next? You know, where does this go? What does this mean? All really good questions. So let's get educated about what is actually happening. The first place you want to start is with the definition of what a correction is and how is it different than a bear market or a market crash. All right. So first of all, a market correction, what that means technically is it's a 10% drop in an index that tracks stocks. And in this case, or bonds, I mean, you can have in all different types of things. In this case, as I just said, the S&P 500 is off over 10%. So that's technically a correction. Same with the NASDAQ being off almost 18%. Again, it's above 10. So that's a correction in that index. And whatever you look at, if you see from the beginning of the year to today, if it's off 10% or more, that is a correction. So the question then gets asked, which is, well, is this the start of something more serious? And it's a really good question, because right now we are at a period of what I'll call inflection. It's an inflection period in the market. It can go one way up, or it can continue to go down. And that's the difference. The difference with the bear market is when you see the stocks drop more than 20%, close above, you know, negative 20%, that could signal that there's more to come. And since 1928, I mean, think back to that time, right? There's been a correction on average for the S&P 500 just about every 19 months. So we're in one right now, because if you think about it, isn't it weird that it was just about 2 years ago, 24 months, when we had the pandemic and when the market looked like it was going to be in a bear market for a while? Remember those talking about the V curve or the Nike swoop or all, you know, all the, remember that funny stuff? Well, anyway, the question is that going to happen now? Are we going to see more of this? Well, if you look back to 1928, a correction, which is what we're in right now, technically, happens every 19 months on average. These are averages. Doesn't mean it's going to happen for sure every 19 months. But, hey, you're looking at about 19 months right now, right? A little over that, and we're having a correction. And that's normal. But the question is, what triggered this market correction, right? I mean, because if you've been listening to the show for a while, particularly our market segment, which I'll go ahead and prompt that right now. Do you listen to podcasts? Well, if you do, you can just listen to the market segment where I give you my insight on what I think is happening in the market now, what I think the future will hold, what I predict the S&P 500 will go to if certain things happen. If you want to know that valuable information, well, go to your favorite podcast, type in Protect Your Assets, and you'll see the little Sandman guy. That's me sprinkling dust over the listenership. Anyway, magic dust. Anyway, that comment was that we see this occur every 19 months. And so right now we're in that process. And I was talking about this in December last year. Go back and listen. You'll see I was talking about the volatility and what was coming as a result of rates rising. And we're in that right now. And that's certainly part of what's going on. But what triggered this particular correction right now was Russia. It's the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And then all of a sudden, bam, you have a true market correction. That's what happened this time. But don't kid yourself. It all started with the Fed. Now, what we think about this going forward is if Russia continues to drag this on and it just continues to grind on, not only has Putin wrecked the economy there, I mean, that's pretty interesting, right? He's been in power all these years. He built up that economy. They were doing fairly well. And in 2 weeks, it's over. I mean, he literally destroyed it. And I don't know if you saw, you know, the oligarchs' yachts are being taken away, their houses, their money. I mean, it's just disappearing. So talk about pressure. I mean, I guess that's probably why the guy locked himself down in a bunker somewhere. But, you know, I mean, realistically, right? How long can this go on? We're all asking that. We're all seeing that every day, wondering what's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you right now, if that drags on, I hate to say it, but we're going to see deeper declines in the stock market. It's just that simple. It's economics. It's happened before. And that's because the price of gas is going to continue to cost more, and people don't want to pay that. They say right now, we'll pay it because we see what's happening on the news or whatever the reason is, right? They say we'll pay it. But at some point, it's enough. Enough is enough, right? We get fed up. We say, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. And we start getting upset and angry and screaming and all those sort of things, right? So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's what's going to happen. So what I want you to think about this morning is if it drags on, because nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going to happen. You can't. You got this crazy guy over there. I don't think anybody. I mean, there's all the... All these people have ideas and opinions, but what do they know, right? What do they really know? What's he going to do? Nobody, I don't think anybody really knows except for him. Maybe he doesn't even know. Sign of craziness, right? Anyway, what can you do to protect yourself from that? Well, you can make shifts in your portfolio. And if you recall back when I was talking about this environment of rising rates and what you could do several months ago, there was recommendations I was making at the time. You could switch some things in and out of different things to protect yourself if things were to get worse. Now, that is still a possibility. If you haven't done anything, it's not too late. You can make some changes. We can use data that we have at our disposal to figure out what shifts you should be making right now. And the first place you need to start is to gain what I call an understanding. What is the risk in your portfolio right now? Do you know? I'm not talking about just opening up the mail, looking at the statement, or going online and looking at your 401k and saying, ouch, it is down a little bit, and oh boy. And then you do what? You turn it off and you go away and you forget about it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about before you even look at it because you're worried or wondering what it's going to look like, before you do that, you take action. You do a X-ray of your holdings to find out what they could do in the environment we're in, or if we were to drop 20% on the S&P 500 in the next 2 or 3 weeks, what would happen to your portfolio? It's called a portfolio MRI. My market, that's MRI stands for Market Risk Intelligence. Mm-hmm. I can get you a MRI report that will make you more intelligent about the amount of downside you are looking at in the next 6 months. I can show you the weaknesses in your plan right now and how you can improve it during times like these, because these times aren't going away. You know that. And so we can help you. We can do the heavy lifting. We can show you our tools and our technology and what we do. Because you remember, in our office, we have 3 CPAs. We have 4 estate planning attorneys. We have a team of certified financial advisors and CFPs who look at your reports and help you figure this stuff out so you don't make a mistake. And you can do this and protect yourself if we have another market crash before it's too late. So if you have a 401k or you have an investment portfolio and you want to get a hold of my market risk intelligent report that's customized for you, do yourself a favor right now. Pick up the phone and dial this number, 866-PROTECT. Well, Mr. Sandman, what's that going to cost me? You are listening to me right now. It will cost you nothing if you call this number right now, 1-866-PROTECT. Protect your money. Protect your family. Call 866-PROTECT right now and get the answers that you didn't even know were out there. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it is time for our popular They Say segment. You're going to love this one, where they say the next bear market is right around the corner. Who's they and why are they saying that? Remember, it always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Heading up for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And it might feel like you're tangled up in blue with what's going on here in the stock market. Because let's face it, it was doing great through the end of 21. We had a couple great strong years there. And then all of a sudden, We're looking at a big fat correction. And many people are wondering, is it all over? Is it about to fall apart? Recent survey shows that more than half of investors right now are concerned about this issue. But the good news is the market can't catch you off guard if you're prepared ahead of time. So on today's show, we're spending some time talking about the conversation about four things you need to know about market corrections and what you can do about them before they get worse and potentially become a bear market, and how you can protect your portfolio against that. So in the last segment, we were talking about what a correction is. And before that, we were giving you our market insight on that valuable market segment. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't know. All right, so here's one they say. They say that bear markets occur about once every 10 years. Is that true? And if so, could we enter a bear market now, since we just had a technical bear market March of 2020, just about 2 years ago? Well, this is where I like facts and I like information, right? They may say that, but are they right? Because right now the question is, are we going to go from the correction territory we are right now to a technical bear? Well, in the NASDAQ, we're not that far away. I know, think about that. The NASDAQ year-to-date is down right now 17.8%. So if it goes down another 2-plus percent, given what's going on right now, it's technically in a bear market. Yeah, and what about the S&P 500 and the Dow? Again, we're not that far away from something in that territory. So since 1932, bear markets have occurred on average, ready for it, every 3.8 years. So they're wrong. 3 years and 9 months to be exact, if you... The 0.8, I'm like, what's 0.8 mean? Well, it's 9 months, okay? 3 years and 9 months. According to market research firm Investec, March of 2020 was just about 2 years ago. The last bull market went over 10 years. So obviously the every 10-year rule is not true. Just one of those they says. But if we think back, it's obvious that the statement comes from, remember, 1999 through 2009? Right? Remember that 2000 to 2008 and those two terrible, long, drawn-out bear markets? The point I want to hit home today is bear markets can come at any time. And right now, we are on the precipice of a market reacting to the Fed raising interest rates, which is what they're going to start doing this Wednesday, in my opinion, and what happens with the Russian-Ukraine conflict as it drags out. So rising inflation on top of that, which is happening right now. We just got the CPI number this week. It was 7.9% year over year, multi-decade highs. Yep, inflation's another problem. And this Russia conflict dragging on could easily, hate to say it, see the S&P drop another 10%, which that is a technical bear, 20%. Now, as I was explaining earlier, the bear market starts at the 20% level, but does it really mean it's going to last and become a recession? Believe it or not, the term bear market originates with pioneer bearskin traders. And according to one Wall Street lore, I learned all this stuff when I went to school and back there in New York, and learned all this stuff from these traders. It's fascinating. But when a bear attacks, it swipes its claws downward. And that's similar to the downward trend of the market we've seen so far year to date. And remember when you camp in the summer and you have your coolers and the bears, you know, break in there? And I had a great story from a friend recently whose father had the great idea to have food sit in the back of his SUV. He had the gate open up in South Lake Tahoe. A bear got into the car and was eating the food. And then the dad saw it and decided to hit the button and lock the bear in the car. Right? What do you think the bear is going to do? You think that car is going to hold the bear? Well, dad thought it was. We all know better. It didn't. And the bear broke out of the car and tore it apart. So, you know, you can't control the bear. The bears get a little crazy. And the average bear market decline in the S&P 500 is, ready for it, since 1929, 39.9%. Right. So if the bear gets out of control, I guess you could equate Russia with the bear, right? They're known as the bears. Maybe Putin continues to get out of control. You know, we could see more drop. Yes, it could happen. And a lot of people think that recessions start bear markets, but that's not true. Bear markets actually usually start the recession. It's the other way around. Do you know what the worst bear market has been in U.S. history? The bear market from September of 1929 to June of 1932. That resulted in an average loss on the S&P 500 of, get this, 86.2%. That's huge. And they say that markets always come back. Well, that's true. But how long did it take for you to come back if you were involved in that stock market crash? You would have had to wait till 1954. 1954 just to get back to even. That's 25 years to recover. And if you're at or near retirement right now, you'll say, well, I'll be dead by then. And that's true. You may be. And that's exactly my point this morning. If you're at or near retirement, you should be thinking right now, at this time, of protecting what you have so the bear doesn't come and break out of your car and tear your seats apart. Because with Putin, we don't know what his end game plan is. Nobody does. It's natural to think that geopolitical events have a major impact on markets, and so far they do. But if you look at history, when we have threat of war, stocks typically have reacted in short term. It hasn't been too long. And hopefully this is the trend again. If you look at terrorist attack on September 11th, Iraq invasion of Kuwait, 1990, World War II on Pearl Harbor. The market typically recovered within a range of 31 to 308 days. I hope that's true. I hope it happens again. But it remains to be seen what Putin's going to do. But more importantly, it remains to see what you're going to do with your portfolio and how you're going to live off of it if it's down for a protracted period of time and you have to sell things to live off of. If you haven't set it up properly, you've got a problem. So right now you may be thinking, well, I'm diversified. But are you really? I know it's confusing. It's complex. So let me tell you about Jan. Jan was a listener of our show. She called us last December, and she utilized the portfolio MRI I was just talking about. And Jan worked at Netflix, a local company. She had been there a long time. She had acquired a lot of investments in her retirement account. She reached out to us because she wanted to retire May of 22. That was her goal. And she really wasn't sure how much risk she actually had in her portfolio. Well, we ran our portfolio MRI for her, and her risk score was over 90. That's like driving 90 miles an hour. The top speed is 100 in our report. Zero is stopped, no risk, nothing's going to happen. 100 is not safe. Well, she was above a 90 in her portfolio. And she saw that if she kept things the way they were, and we had another 2008 bear market havoc occur that she could lose over 40% of her portfolio. And by the way, the system showed that she was running at some super high risk given what she was trying to do. So she just said, whoa, stop. That's too much risk for me. I can't take it. I want to retire in May. I don't want anything to jeopardize that. And we showed her, well, guess what? With the money you have right now, if you do these things and talk to our tax people and look at the taxes you're going to pay on some of this sale, we'll show you how to do that the right way with your options. You can do this. Really? Yes. Okay, what do I need to do? Here's what we need to do. We gave her a roadmap. She followed it. What is Netflix down right now, your date? You got it. Over 40% as of yesterday. Yeah. So it actually happened. You know, if Jan hadn't picked up the phone and just asked for some help, she wouldn't be able to retire in May this year. But now she can. Are you protected from what's about to happen around the corner? Do you really know? Well, if you don't know, get a second opinion right now. Call 866-PROTECT. Protect everything you've worked so hard for. What are you waiting for? 866-PROTECT. We proudly serve Ritual Coffee. We have free parking. We have really nice people. And we just want to say hi. So give us a call, 866-PROTECT, and see how you can maybe retire this May. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, find out what the largest hedge fund in the world are doing right now. What are they selling? What are they buying? You want to follow the money. It's just around the corner. It's all coming up next. Stick around.
They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning, and we wish Willie Nelson Godspeed. Well, you've tuned in today to a very important show because, as we know, Humpty Dumpty has fallen off the wall and we are in correction territory right now. And this morning we've been talking about how things could get worse and what you need to do about it. Because I believe it's better to prepare ahead of time than to repair later. So today's show, we're sharing with you four things you need to know about the market, what corrections can lead to, and how do you protect yourself. If you missed any of the show today, go back and listen to the podcast. Wherever you get your favorite podcast, just type in Protect Your Assets and look for the little logo of me, the Sandman, sprinkling my magic dust all over the place. You can listen to the market segment this morning and see what we had to say about what's maybe coming down the road here and what you can do about it. So as you know, the stock market's been hot lately. It's been going up, 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 and through the end of 21 had a pretty good run. But many people were wondering, well, now that the correction has started, is it over? Is the tea kettle going to be taken away? Is it going to get worse? Is the bear coming? And a lot of people think maybe it is. So what are the wealthiest folks in the country doing right now? There was a survey done recently. It was in Kiplinger. Of the top hedge funds, is where most of a lot of money that very wealthy people put their money in, these hedge funds. What are they buying and what are they selling? As you recall, at the beginning of the year, I was talking about moving out of growth into value, dropping some of the high-flying tech names. So let me give you some names here. These are what's being sold or has been sold. I'm going to say, what? This has happened already, okay? So doesn't mean necessarily you need to do it, okay? Get some help. There are some names. Pfizer, sold. NVIDIA, sold. Mercado Libre sold. Block, which is Square. I found that fascinating because, you know, I use Square every time I go to any cafe or order my lunch anywhere. It's pretty handy. Well, they sold it. They also sold AbbVie, Apollo Global Management, DoorDash, Bright Sphere Investment Group, and Micron Technology. So these were some of the big names that they were lightening up on in these portfolios. And why? Questions, why are they doing that? Meta Platforms, another one. And then Alibaba Group as well. So what were they buying? Well, value and commodities and energy like we've been talking about. And energy's had a pretty good run this year. So what do you do? What should you be doing right now when markets are starting to change? And things are happening, and it could get worse. And then you're going to want to retire and live off of that. I know it's tough. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And I want you to picture in your mind a day when you don't have to worry about money, taxes, or what crazy people do with power anymore. Picture a day when you're on a cruise in the Mediterranean, or maybe just standing on a beach if you don't like ships, with your wife or your kids or whoever makes you happy, and they look you in the eye and say, "Thank you, Dad or Mom, for making this happen." Picture a day when you can relax, finally travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do because now you have the money to do it. It all starts with a phone call. All you have to do right now is pick up the phone and dial this number, 866-PROTECT. Dial 866-PROTECT to get some clarity, some order, and most importantly, a roadmap that you can follow to your destination. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks today to the Protect Your Assets team for rallying. We were able to go from one studio to the next, put on the show live, and I couldn't do it without my support. Executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and all the fabulous producers in the studio, Phil, Brett, Sean, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.